Jenom zabí.
Jenom zabí.
A carp is dispatched by a mallet to the head, followed by a knife to the throat, at a stand on the Prague Square at Tulovo Náměstí on Thursday morning. With just days until Christmas, nearly 3,000 such stands, with adjacent large tanks of live fish, have sprung up in all corners of the country, including over 200 in Prague alone. After all, carp is the centrepiece of the traditional Czech Christmas Eve dinner. Ensuring all of this takes place as hygienically and humanely as possible is the State Veterinary Administration, which says it inspects about one quarter of all carp stands every year. Speaking by the stand on Tulovo Náměstí, the agency's head, Zbyněk Semerád, has the following recommendation for would-be buyers.
Nejlepší způsob je, když to řeknu, manipulovat profesionálně.
The best approach is to have it done by a professional. The carp should be removed from the tank using a net. It should then be grasped quickly and stunned with a mallet before being bled out immediately. Then the handling is very simple, but still it should be carried out as quickly as possible.
Ta manipulace je jednoduchá, ale toto by mělo proběhnout co nejdříve.
Some regard the sale of live fish as cruel, and the supermarket chain Lidl recently announced it would only be selling processed carp this year. However, the Czech Minister of Agriculture, Marek Výborný, says no legislative changes are planned in this regard.
We have not considered and we will not consider banning the sale of live fish. In fact, we would like to boost production and sales of fish in this country, where average consumption per head is only 5 to 7 kilos annually. With freshwater fish, it's not even 2 kilos.
Prodeje živých ryb opravdu neuvažujeme.
The Pirate Party has, however, called for a change under which live fish would have to be killed by trained salespeople. It would no longer be possible to keep carp in the bath and kill it oneself, as some Czechs still do. Zbyněk Semerád of the State Veterinary Administration is also against the bath tradition.
Tak špatný. Rozhodně není to přirozené prostředí pro toho kapra.
It's bad. It's most definitely not a natural environment for the carp, given the volume of water. That's why it's better to take it home and kill it as soon as possible before putting it in the fridge or the freezer. This way, you know the carp was fresh, you know what you bought, and you know what you will consume.
Byl čerstvý, vím, co jsem si koupil a i to, co já budu konzumovat.
Minister Výborný also cautions against another practice, albeit rather less common, of buying carp and releasing it back into the wild. This only harms the fish, he says.